True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We are pleased to be joined right now by Robbie Ims-Makowski. Robbie, it's been a minute. It's good to see you. Author, Robbie, I want to get to that in a second, but I want to know this because it's topical. If you were interviewing a player and they spit on you, what would happen?
Well, I would probably say I can now retire if I was looking at the player's contract. No, you know what? I was actually at that game, and I thought Jalen Ramsey lost his cool.
And well, he did.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, why would he? And then what I noticed was when he was like walking back toward the tunnel, because we were at about the 20-25-yard line right by the Steelers tunnel on that side of the field, and I'm like, man, he is losing it. He is going crazy, and obviously now we saw the video, and we know why he lost it, why he went crazy.
And we didn't know in the press box either. It wasn't until after the game, and it was a Cincinnati photographer, one of the stations in Cincinnati, that had the video.
Really? Wow.
And we didn't know until then. You know, Chase was saying he didn't do it, and none of the CBS cameras caught it.
That's a raw deal, man. Jalen Ramsey got a raw deal.
Yes.
He absolutely he should not have been ejected from that game.
But from the Steelers' standpoint, I think they got it right because he's suspended for a game, but back to face the Ravens. So it would have sucked for the Steelers to lose, for him to be suspended two games and miss the Ravens game because you want the Bengals
Steelers
to upset
the
Ravens.
Yeah. And they're hard charging
right
now.
It actually kind of worked out that it was only one game because I know some people were calling for multiple. But you don't do that. You can't do that. You got to stop it because it's the second time it's happened in the league this year. Jalen Carter earlier.
Oh, that's right. He got tossed like first play of the game or something. I remember that.
It was that whole Cowboys.
Cowboys,
thing.
That's right. That's right. I remember that
with
too.
With Prescott.
It's crazy.
So, yeah, I mean, you can do a lot of things, but haven't seen that in baseball.
I've never seen anything like that.
I mean, that was.
I've seen some fights. I've seen some scrums. I've seen people yelling at each other. I remember the Pirates Reds one that happened in Cincy. And I was standing like 5 feet away. And I remember David Bell yelling at Clint Hurdle. And I'm like, wow. Like, you know, like the stuff you hear him yelling when you're right there. Stuff obviously I cannot
repeat.
Were you
trying to figure out, okay, who am I going to stand behind?
Yes, I actually have a great picture of me standing behind. I was hoping the fight was going to drag over to the camera well where I was. Because I was going to stand there with my arms folded like this and just stare into the sky. And hope to get a nice little viral picture out of it. But I end up getting a nice little personal picture out of it that hangs in my game room.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. Yeah, me standing
was
on the
Bell
platform.
Was Bell on that team?
What's that?
Was Josh Bell on that
Josh
team?
Josh Bell was in the on-deck circle when that happened, when Amir Garrett, and I don't know if I say this on the air, but there was a player on the Pirates I heard yell something, and like the last, arguably the last guy on the Pirates you think would incite something. It wasn't even insightful what he said. He was just chirping him, just trash-talking Garrett, and Garrett already had like steam almost.
Bell was?
No.
Oh.
It was Trevor Williams, of all people, who's like
really?
The nicest.
Yeah, he is.
Like, Trevor Williams is one of the nicest
still
humans
in the league,
I've ever met in my entire life. And he just said something. It wasn't. incendiary what he said, but it was just something that had just put Garrett over the edge, and then he just ran into the Pirates dugout. But anyways.
And you were there for these too. Josh Bell was the guy every year when Mike Tomlin would come and visit Steeler camp, which he did every – or Pirate camp, which he did every year. And he would say, you know, Josh Bell is a guy that I would like on my team.
Oh, yeah.
He would say the same thing every year, but always. It's true because the guy's shoulders – or about as wide as a truck.
It's unbelievable.
Or is about as wide as a truck.
Yeah, yeah. That's absolutely right. And we said this guy, I mean, he could play. His father played football in college, Josh's dad, Ernest.
Do you enjoy watching other sports?
You know, I really, for the last, especially this year, so last year, 2024, I spent with the Texas Rangers as a reporter slash host, but I was a backup. I was not the main person like I was with the Pirates for 11 seasons. So that kind of took me away because I spent so much time in Texas and then traveling with the team. But then when I decided not to chase a job in baseball, I'm actually into it now. Like I can dig into sports more than I ever had. I can dig into baseball as a fan more than I ever have in my life. Because as you know, Jeff, when you work in the business, it's hard, you know, and I love going to a game and slugging a few drinks, you know, and just having a good time.
Well, that hasn't changed.
Well, yeah, but... No, it's
you don't have to be there 5 hours before
right,
the game.
Like I can show up when I want.
If the game stinks, you could leave.
Right. I have found that aspect of sports really enjoyable, you know, because I was Rob King's backup on the Penguins too. So, you know, I had to pay at least cursory attention to the Penguins with what's going on if I was hosting the pre and post game show, especially the week between Christmas and New Year's, because Rob took a vacation, would go spend time with his family in New York. And you know, I would cover for him 3, 4, 5 straight games, you know, when he was off. And so, you know, I was really in tune to what was happening. But then, you know, you're going to morning skate, you know, you're just trying to, you know, reading news clippings to find out what's relevant as opposed to just flipping on the game and watching it and enjoying it. So, yeah, it's really been a real nice change having not worked in the media for an entire year now. I've really enjoyed it. I mean, we'll see what the future holds. I'm going to start a podcast at some point just for fun, you know. But you know what's
That'll
great about
fun.
It, Jeff, is creative freedom and editorial freedom. I've never had it. Because when you work for a rights holder, there are things that you can't say.
Really?
Yeah. Shocker, huh?
Really?
And it's not that that's bad because you broadcast to fans of that team. So you want to humanize these guys and you want the viewers to root for their hometown team. Now, obviously there's a fine line between Homer and, you know, crazed Homer, but there isn't a local broadcast or regional broadcast for any team in any sport where they're going to go out and just torch their own team. The Mets are a little bit different, but there aren't many. That's the only real one where they really can pop off a little bit and really go after their team. You know, call a spade legitimately,
right.
You know, without couching it.
We're joined by Robbie Ms-Mikowski. We're going to get into his book, Sacred Grounds, but you came here in 13?
Yes. November 30th, 2012, to be specific.
So
but yes, 13 was my first season.
You walk into Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And they're a playoff team. Like, what was it like for you? Because you know the history. You followed the sport.
Of course.
To come to Pittsburgh that year and then to have those three seasons.
You know what was amazing was – they had that rough go at the end of 2011, all right? And then 2012, they stayed strong until about September, maybe first, second week of September, and then fell off at the tail end of the season. Excuse me. And then you get there in 2013, and they start, you know, hot, and you realize they're a talented team. Kutch is just, you know, putting on a show every single night. Fans are getting into it. They start winning. And then you get into August, I'm starting to do the math. And by this time, I had gotten an idea of what the suffering was like for Pirates fans. And when you go 20 consecutive years with a losing record, you lose generations of fans. Because the one thing you don't want is apathy. You want them either really pissed off or you want them really happy. You don't want them to not care. And I feel like there were generations that, you know, like a whole generation, if not a generation and a half, that potentially just didn't care. Because they knew what was going to happen. And to see how magical, the first thing that stood out, we were in Texas when Garrett Cole won a 1-0 game against Yu Darvish. And we had that shot of Andrew McCutchen when they won their 81st game. And he just kind of looked into the sky and just thought, thank goodness. That is when it really hit me that this team has a chance to make a run. Now, unfortunately, Adam Wainwright had a lot to, you know, say about that in Game 5 of the NLDS, but to see the ballpark that night of the wild card game.
I was going to say, don't gloss over that.
No, not at all. And that's a chapter in the book. I did a whole story dedicated to that game. And that was kind of the genesis of the book, right? And what I mean by that is, I've been in Arizona, which is a terrible sports town because it's so transient. And when you look at all the transients, you know, all the bad sports towns, because there's so many other things, you know, and I'm not ripping towns. I'm not being a jerk. You get my point, though. Like in San Diego, you have so much to compete with. L.A., Miami, you know, Arizona, the weather's beautiful. You can play golf 365 days a year in Arizona. So when you get to these towns where they really love their sports, there are so many people that are born and raised in that town, and you see what Pirates baseball meant to people, because ballparks connect generations of fans. How many memories happen at a ballpark for people, whether with their mom, dad, aunt, uncle, son, daughter, whoever it is, brother or sister, you know, memories get made at ballparks. And to be in that ballpark that night, to just see grown men cry, like, it was crazy. I couldn't believe what I was seeing that night and what that night meant to an entire city. I mean, I'm sure you saw the video. People were jumping off the Clemente Bridge in celebration to do like a big giant cannonball. That's how happy they were. Now, it's a little nuts to do, but that's what this meant to a city. And to see it three straight years was a lot of fun.
So the Steelers had played in London that Sunday. We were coming back on a flight that landed that Tuesday night, and I raced from the airport, parked downtown, and walked across that bridge. And to see it from that perspective, because I got there maybe 45 minutes before game time, and people already hanging from the bridge. And you looked in, and you knew there were a lot of people there, but because it was a blackout, like, there was just this weird vibe. And, you know, there's the tenseness, and then the Cueto and Martin, like the eruption when that ball went over the fence.
It was,
is just something I'll never forget. I hope I never forget.
That is, think of how many fans that were there that night. That is an I remember where I was moment in life. And it's a sports moment of a team winning a wild card game.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying? Like, yep. People remember like where they were when a team wins the World Series, wins the Super Bowl, wins a championship, or, you know, something crazy happens, like Shohei Ohtani 50-50 game, just something like that, right? And to see that happen, it was almost like a weight had fallen off the shoulders of how many hundreds of thousands of people that night. And it's a memory, I'm not kidding, I will never forget as long as I'm alive.
And that wasn't their best team.
2015.
The next two wildcard games, they ran into Arianna and Bumgarner, who were unbelievable at the top of their games.
Isn't that amazing?
Think about that. One game playoff, if you had three, I bet you the Pirates, at least in 15, win two out of the three.
How many times? Think about this. The Pirates had 20 straight losing seasons from 93 to 2012. They break through and win, I think, what was it, 94 games, I believe, in 93. In 2013, they win 94 games. And then in 2015, they win 98.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you know how hard
it is? And don't win the division.
And the Cardinals win 100. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you have this year with that team. They are that good. And the Cardinals just ho-hum win 100 games. And then you're facing Jake Arrieta, who's just having the year of his life. It's crazy. And then Mad Bum. Think about Mad Bum. That is one of the greatest playoff performances in the history of baseball, what he did in 2014. And then he went and closed the World Series, Game 7 against the Kansas City Royals. Like, this is bananas, the luck that this team had. And then, you know, it's obviously to be debated, and it has been debated many, many times, what happened in the offseason from 2015 to 2016. Neil Walker gets traded. You know, these, you know, they don't re-sign a couple guys. Yeah. What's that?
It just fell apart.
Yeah, and it's like, man, celebrate these. And can I tell you one other story that stands out from 2015? So the Pirates clinched the playoffs. I don't know if you know this, but the Pirates clinched the playoffs on the same exact day all 3 years, September 23rd.
I did not know
They clinched it at Wrigley in 2013. 2014, they were in Atlanta.
I was there, actually, for that.
And 2015 in Colorado, in Denver. And I remember in 2015, I could share this story now. Clint Hurdle, who is a wonderful guy, and I love Clint. And the only thing I really disagreed with was, when you look at the context of all the suffering that all these Pirates fans have endured over the years, what the franchise had endured over the years, they have a great year in 2013. They followed up with a great year in 2014 and an even better year in 2015. And when they were clinching the playoffs, and at that time, it wasn't a matter of if the Pirates were making the playoffs. It was a matter of, I was hoping they would clinch at home. I really wanted to see them clinch one at home, right? And it's like the Penguins winning the Stanley Cup. They haven't won a Stanley Cup at home. That's crazy. Like what are the odds of that? You win five and none of them happen at home, right? And then they didn't, not 91, 92.
No, you're right. You're right.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Never won it at home.
Yeah, not 09, 16, 17. Anyways, so, but that year they said it's going to be toned down. We were warned ahead of time. This isn't going to be a crazy champagne celebration. It's kind of. Atlanta was bananas. Yeah. Atlanta was just ridiculous.
And who is that? Who is the catcher? I have the double beers. Tony Sanchez. I remember that being in that locker room.
I was behind Rob King when it happened. I wish that was me.
It was crazy.
That was Wrigley Field clubhouse was so small. But I thought, you know what? I remember being in that clubhouse. They toasted. They were all drinking a beer in the clubhouse. They did a toast. Hurdle had his water. And they did a toast. And there's a picture up there that is in the hallways at PNC Park of them doing that toast. And we walk into the clubhouse, and there's nothing on the floor other than what you'd see after a clubhouse every other game of 162. And guys were just sitting at their lockers having a beer, just chilling, talking. We did some interviews. But it wasn't a crazy celebration. I thought, what if they never get here again? And that was September 23rd, 2015. Mm-hmm. Here we are, November 2026.
Robbie, I want to get into the book.
It's never happened.
There's one other thing I want to share with you because I know you would appreciate it. Clint came back this past season.
Yes.
With the Rockies.
Yep.
And we got a chance to talk to him. And he sat in the visiting dugout. And Clint could be a lot of things. But he was really reflective and talking about his connection with the area. And it really was special because when he came here, he talked about connecting the city with baseball again. And for most people that have been here for all of that time, it's like, I heard that before. Or, yeah, this guy's just, you know, he's out smoking in the back. You know, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's no way he's going to do it. And somehow that guy and with players like Kutch and Walker and people that keyed that team, they got it done.
Isn't that crazy? It's pretty cool that you go down this road, Jeff, to talk about this because you can always look at what ifs, right? Like, what if they won game four? You know, Michael Wacha And then you got Adam Wainwright, game five, who was at the peak of his game that year. As we obviously saw, they went to the World Series and, you know, lost to the Boston Red Sox. But, like, what if they had gotten one more hit? You know, like, what, one more clutch hit? What could have been? What would have happened if it wasn't Jake Arrieta that night? What if Enson Volquez didn't give up a grand slam to Brandon Crawford and Mad Bum went crazy? I'm not blaming Enson Volquez. He had a great year in 2014. I'm not ripping. Right. I mean, it's baseball, man. Right. Stuff happens, right? Like, on a given night. But Clint should be very proud of what he did because he really did connect a city with its baseball team. And I did not realize it at the time. And I almost wish I had gotten here perhaps a year earlier to kind of really get a feel for what the suffering was like. But, man, I got to see what the joy was like in 2013, my first 3 years here.
I mean, it's been fun with Skeens. Hopefully it can get to another level. Hey, Robert, we want to talk about Sacred Grounds when we continue. I know it's something you have poured your life into.
I did.
And some of the stories are awesome. We're going to discuss some of that as we continue. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan Weather brought to you by the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Rain throughout the night, low in the 40s. Partly sunny skies and temperatures in the high 40s on Wednesday. We'll continue with Robbie here on 93.7 The Fan.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.